Somebody who just came back to New York from Italy is being tested for coronavirus, but as of the moment, that case has not been confirmed, so there are no confirmed cases in the city. There are 60 cases nationwide, most of them people brought home from the Diamond Princess, but that's not what's driving the activity on Wall Street. So far, this is largely about China and the impact on the global supply chain and productivity, and right now, traders are predicting that impact will not be good, and that's why they're doing what they've been doing. As Glenn Schuck reports live from Wall Street this morning. Glenn?
And good morning again, Lee. You know, one thing every person headed into their job here in the exchanges this morning is telling me, it's not one breaking news event about the coronavirus that's hurting the markets. It's uncertainty what's going to happen in the weeks and months ahead that has these investors so shaken. We spoke with Kerry Leahy of Decision Economics. He feels American geography in the end could help.
We are a nation with two major oceans on our borders, and we can shut down much more easily in other economies. And in this kind of world, that may be a good thing, because even though supply chains are big, it isn't necessarily telling me that every part you need to get your job done can't be done at least by the U.S. if you give the U.S. enough time to make those parts.
Now, in the meantime, buckle up for another stomach-churning day, it seems. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, live on Wall Street.